Does anybody know where Heather is?
No, no word, huh? She gets a notice on email?
Yeah, it doesn't come back to me, so I'm presuming it gets delivered okay.
Well, that's too bad. I thought she'd be good.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Former girls softball player and everything, and Bev knew her well, you know, and recommended her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess we could get started, right?
Yes, yeah.
Start recording.
And start with the pledge. Sure. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States, of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's 7:04 p.m.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, roll call. Andy Cota.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
James Butler. Here. Bruce Sill.
Here.
John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Fraschino.
Here.
Heather Botone.
Okay. So we have a quorum, so we'll go on to the next thing. Number three, additions or deletions to the agenda. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Does anybody have anything?
Nope.
I just have one thing, Chief.
Go ahead.
And this would be under new business. Is this the right, proper place to bring it up on the new business?
Well, that would, yeah, if it's under new business and it's going to be taken up tonight, it should be added. That's why it's the additions or deletions to the agenda.
Yeah, so my question is, how do I open a discussion to get the Wittick Park stocked with fish?
That's a good question.
has that ever happened? Are you aware of? Has that ever happened?
So I do know years ago that the alderman there,
Kenny Hughes,
took it upon him and his son to do. I think he did it for a rodeo for the Boy Scouts, if I'm not mistaken. But you're talking several years ago.
Oh, that was when Tony was mayor. Yeah, it's probably 10 years ago.
Yeah. So, you know, honestly, I drive by the place every day, as most of you probably do. It's quite the hot spot. People frequent that of all ages, you know, and from what I'm hearing, it may be fished out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we can contact Kenny or something. I know he got a hold of the state.
Yeah.
And they down and stocked it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm interested in opening up a discussion on that and how to do it.
All right. So you're going to add that to new business then.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So he wants to add a fish to the Wittick Park as an addition to the agenda. That's the proposal. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I so moved. That'll be under new business, Sal.
Thank you.
8D.
Okay, let's see where we are. Did everybody get a chance to read the minutes from last month? They were extensive minutes. We did spend a lot of time in conversation. Has everybody had a chance to look over the minutes, read the minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any changes or to them or anything? If there's none,
I'll make a motion to be accepted as presented.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Okay, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so they're accepted. Okay, public portion. Is anybody from the public portion would like to speak? Anybody from the public portion like to speak?
Yes, I think I will. Tom Linetti, Sunset Drive. Well, on the agenda, 8A, boys of summer, kiss that goodbye because the aldermen dragged their feet for 4 to 5 months, so we don't have that. Last meeting, they were talking about unorganized football being played on the field. I went up there 3 Sundays in a row and stayed there for like 3 hours or whatever. And there was no action. So there hasn't, I think that problem is resolved. One other thing on 8C, it says the discussion of Hayden Great Room for class reunions. Can you drink at that place is my question. And if you can't, I think we should go before the board of aldermen or whoever is going to make a decision on that. But if you can't drink beer and wine, you're not going to get anybody to go up there either. I mean, if you could do it in the picnic grove, I don't see why we can't do it at this Payton Great Room. So does anybody know what that is? Can you drink there?
As I understand right now, the committee that brought the rules forward to the board said no alcohol at all. They were going to take it under advisement, but you know what that means.
That's what I'm saying. Is there any way then, Ron, that you couldn't put that on the agenda for the Board of Aldermen to see if you, because you're not going to get anybody that's going to party up there at all if you can't have any alcohol.
No, no. Even at a repass, you know, if they have a repass there,
Is there any way that maybe you being an alderman could get it on the agenda to maybe just change that or something? The beer and wine, if you don't want hard liquor?
I'll bring it back to the operation procedures who made all the rules and have them look at it again.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
It's actually in the policy.
About no alcohol.
Mark, no. Do you recall? I don't have the policy in front of me. Do you recall what it said, Mark?
It's in section 5, like for the groups that pay, there's a carve out for it. It's in the policy. Mostly everything is in the policy.
Yeah, right. I don't have the policy in front of me, so I don't remember what they had said in regards to alcohol.
I don't have the whole thing in front of me here now, but
I thought it was they were going to let you know, like if I wanted to have a party up there, I was going to ask them if I can have alcohol, and they were supposed to let you know or something. I thought that's what they had originally said.
Tom, after I get off this meeting tonight, I'll get the policy out and I'll take a look at it. If that policy does not indicate one way or the other, then we'll ask Ron to go forward and ask them. But Mark may be right. I think I recall something, but I don't remember exactly what it was. But I'll look it up and we'll do a background on it.
It's basically in group 5. So if people are going to serve alcohol, then that would have to come back to the Board of Aldermen.
That's what it called for, huh? It has to go before the Board of Aldermen.
Yes.
Well, that would be crazy if we're going to do that every time. I mean, we should have some sort of policy.
Why can't this committee give the okay? Why does everything have to go to the Board of Aldermen? And no disrespect to you, Ron, but everything got to go there?
I know. You know, and it goes in committee and it gets lost.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's only this stuff that's not allowable to the normal functions. Whenever there's an exception to the rule, if they have it in there as an exception to the rule, that's when it has to go before there. Like if somebody's paying a different amount or requesting a different amount for rental and stuff like that, there's things like that. We'll check on it.
Okay, it's line 28 of the thing. It reads, alcoholic beverages, illegal drugs, and weapons are prohibited in the building or on the grounds at all times.
Is it because they consider it school property? Because it's not really school property.
I can't see how they can do that.
Because there's always issues that are if there's no sports events going on that's sponsored by the school, then it seems like reasonably they should be able to do it. Whereas if there's something going on, then obviously they would not be able to do it because it would be a school function. So we'll have to do a little homework on that.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense what you just said. So, all right. If we can do that, because I don't think anybody's going to rent that out if you can't, like a repass or anything, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Or at least beer and wine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good question. We'll definitely research that a little bit more for sure.
All righty, thank you.
Anybody else from the public? Do we have anybody else from the public would like to speak? If there's no one from the public would like to speak, we'll go to the correspondence. Do we have any correspondence, Dennis?
Yes. I received a letter from the Boys of Summer, from John Netto, indicating they're withdrawing their request for Payton Field this summer and fall. So in the letter, I you know, they did withdraw this request. I think we'll hear from them again. You know, I don't think it's a good thing that we lost out on this opportunity to have them utilize our facility and occupy our facility. So with that, you know, as of right now, we have no programs scheduled for Ryan Field and or Payton Field starting in June. So unless something surfaces, you know, we're not going to have anybody with any programs with structure up there, which kind of means that you know, we'll be having all these renegade teams showing up, and you know, oftenly I'll be getting phone calls saying someone's on the field that doesn't belong there, and that's what we'll probably be doing all summer, is chasing people away. But anyway, again, a letter from Boys of Summer, withdrawing the request. That's it for correspondence.
Okay. All right. So we might as well, if there's no other correspondence, we might as well go right to your report then. How's that sound?
Okay. Well, I mentioned Boys of Summer, so I guess I don't have to talk about that again.
I do have not a question, but maybe if you want to call it a proposal in regard to this, because we know what the issues were and what came up during this initial request. Between now and the time when they may come back, we should be able to get some more concrete advice for them, you know? So, you know what I mean? Like, I guess it was something about the signs. You can put up poles and you got to put the signs on, you got to take them off. I think if somebody's going to do something like Boys of Summer, we had recognized what some of the issues would be, and we did address them, but, you know, like how they were going to make extra money by having signage at the field and stuff. I think that's the kind of stuff we need to be prepared at the next request from either them or somebody else, so we can concretely say we could do this or do that. It does seem like there was a little bit of foot dragging. I did notice that some of the questions came back were already in a proposal that came back, and they said they were waiting for the director. And in fact, those questions had already been answered. So that kind of went around, you know, I don't know, a strange circle. But I think for the future, because we've identified it, we should think about that. I'm just throwing that out there so that, because now we recognize that if that's a means of making profit or something for these teams that have to support themselves, that we should be prepared to say yay or nay, or how they could do it if they can. So I'm just throwing that out there. So
sounds good. Yeah, we got to figure it out. That's too bad.
Yeah. I think we need to know that. The things that we were concerned about, we were accurate on it. We were dead on that those were going to be the questions. So.
Excuse me. Okay, sorry. I'm at the community center and there's a couple of things going on.
That's okay. I was just finishing up with that. I just thought that it would be a good idea to just mention that. So we can think about that in case we get another proposal.
Yeah. I think you're right, Andy. I think there were some other things involved that we're never really going to hear about. But in any event, it's good to be more prepared for things that come our way. You know, I met with Chief of Staff Andrew Backlick in an effort to attempt to secure a bank account to place the monies that that Parks and Recreation takes in. You know, we talked last meeting about. In the income category, we do have a line item there, or an item there, recreation receivables. And, you know, I spoke with Andrew, and they're going to look into, you know, what I was presenting was for that money to be placed in a an account and saved for the future maintenance issues that we are going to encounter at Ryan Complex with the turf. We at the community center this year will probably take in $50,000 to $55,000. If we could secure that money annually, and again, it doesn't mean that we'll make that money annually. We could do better, we could do worse. We could have the virus and we could be closed. So, I mean, this is not a guarantee that's the kind of money that we'll bring in. But if we can get a handle on that money and keep it for future use, for maintenance issues or projects. We all know the lifespan, or we've been told about the lifespan of the turf fields, anywhere from 8 to 12 years or 7 to 12 years. Right now, there is no mechanism in place to secure any money to handle what might come our way. Hey, listen, none of us might be involved, and including myself. However, it's something I think we should think about. This is money that we take in through the recreation, Parks and Recreation program. And if we could, and then this money would be teamed up with, once we start renting our facility, which in my opinion, that's a can't miss. We will get rolling with Ryan Complex. It's too hard not to. Okay, we've had a setback with the pandemic for sure, but that place is going to generate interest and generate activity. We're just having a hard time getting started, but with the money that we do make, listen, we could have made $18,000, we wouldn't, we could have just saved that money, immediately. Because we wouldn't need to spend any of that. We were prepared to take care of anything that the Boys of Summer presented to us without using their money that they were going to give us. It's just that easy. It's baseball. So we're going to see what happens with that. He thought it was a good idea. We went to the finance director, Dave Taylor, and he thought it was a good idea. And so where it goes, we don't know.
Where does it go now? Right back into the general fund?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And we just give it, I have no idea what happens with it, nor do I really, care.
Yeah, I think they have like a line item that says anticipated income. I think it goes in there. In other words, it ends up back in the general fund.
General fund, yep.
Jimmy Butler's on. Are you on, Jim?
I'm on.
Okay, so Jim probably has some information that about, what
at the end of the year, all that money drops down into the general fund. And if it isn't needed, it usually goes into the fund balance.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Hey, maybe we find out that this is not okay.
Well, but
what we probably should do each year is see how much money is in that account, and ask that it be brought back up and put into that account for the following year.
Okay. Well, that's a good idea. We do it year by year and, try to secure it as savings.
But the big thing, Dennis, is to secure that money, and it can only be used for certain things. It can't be used for any general expenditure within the city. You know what I'm saying? It has to be kept for parks and rec, maintenance, or whatever you want to call the account. It has to be used just for that.
So we need to declare a usage. Is that what you mean?
Right.
Well, yep. That's easy. I mean, parks and rec maintenance, I mean, there's a lot of things that could fall under that. But, you know, I mean, the idea here is, you know, 7 to 10 years from now, you know, we're going to encounter some maintenance issues that could be rather expensive.
And, with the turf.
As of right now, we're doing nothing to be ready for it. So this might be a good way to start being ready for it. That's all. Okay. How about that? I mean,
yeah, if they could set that as the ideal.
Okay, so I mean, if you hear about it, maybe you could give it a good word. If you know, especially you, Ron. If it's something that has to,
that'll shoot it down fast.
Well, you know, the Board of Aldermen. I mean, I'm sure it'll come their way somehow.
Yeah, really. But with the tax board, that's you know, all up to them as far as monies. But we got Jimmy. We're good.
Well, listen, the day of reckoning is coming, and I mean, it makes sense. I think.
To plan ahead. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We know what that costs when it needs to be redone or refurbished or whatever. Like you say, 7 to 10 years from now, it's going to be a big nut.
It is. You know, hey, listen, we may not be able to have all of it, but we could have a chunk of it and we could ease the pain.
Right.
For sure. If we decide to. I'm going to move on to some rather good news that I'm not sure that many of you have heard, but we are scheduling a football game on May 8th at Ryan Complex. The two teams that are playing in this football game are NYPD versus Washington, D.C., PD, and Fire, which is pretty outrageous, I think.
Yeah, pretty cool. Is it going to be advertised? Or?
Yes. So I'll tell you, this is something that we were trying to do several months back, in fact, a year back. However, you know, the virus, you know, knocked it out. So we never got started. The NYPD team has a leader who's originally from Derby, who is a New York cop. He played for New York NYPD for years, and now he's one of their managers, and he's bringing his team. And they're playing Washington, D.C. on our field.
That's a Saturday day game, night game?
It's at 1 o'clock on May 8th. You know, we got a lot of preparation to do. We have no need to pass this on to the Board of Aldermen because these guys, you know, they're Category 3. If you're aware of the 1, 2, 3, 4. So they're Category 3 because they're not for profit. They're not asking for any breaks in, you know, what they're going to be paying to play this game. Okay. So there's no need for them to go beyond us. So, you know, pretty much it's up to me to get us ready to take this on. I spoke with Public Works. You know, they're all 100% aware. I'm not sure of their involvement yet. Pretty sure they will be. They will have a presence there that day. You know, we got a lot of lot of things that I got a lot of things that I got to take care of before this day to make sure, you know, this to me is a huge deal. This is our initial money making, you know, event. To me, it's a real exciting one. I already talked to the guy that runs NYPD about doing this annually, because I would love to see that. He's already saying that we could have NYPD versus Philadelphia next year. So this is a football game in May.
How about refreshment stand?
Well, that's something we want to do. We certainly want to have a concession. It's a challenge because it's a one day thing. So, that's the challenge, is to get someone that can do this, because, we're not sure about the attendance. We all know that when it comes to funerals for cops and firemen, they come from all over the world. So, they show up. There may be a pretty good attendance at this thing. It's being advertised. They're going after everybody, TV, the whole nine yards. So, people are going to know about it. And we just don't know, what kind of an attendance we're going to have. So that's the biggest challenge, I think, is running the concession stand, and do we get someone that could handle with product being left over? You know what I'm saying? that's the worry, is like if you don't sell your food, you don't have a game next week. You know what I'm saying? Or you don't have a five home games, and you could hang on to your inventory because it's going to go. So that's a challenge, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. The athletic director's been informed.
Now, isn't that group four and not group three?
It's group three. It's not group four. They're not for profit.
Oh.
Or whatever. There's something about them. Listen, you know what I mean? That puts them in category three.
Dennis.
Yes.
Is this a fundraiser for Parks and Rec?
No. No. What were...
Who's running the event?
Running the event. Myself and their coach.
I'm saying, so it's like they're sponsoring it?
I don't know. Does that have to be?
No, I'm just asking a question. Who's getting the gate?
Declare a sponsor.
No, you don't have to do anything. I'm just trying to... who's getting the gate? Are they just renting the park?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So it's not like a fundraiser for Parks and Rec or...
No, listen, they're going to pay... I haven't done. I've spoken with them about the finance, in order to do this. They don't have a list of what they need to pay. I'm of the understanding by them, they're ready for all of it. They have sponsors. They're not worried about what we're going to ask of them. So, that kitty that we're trying, that bank account that we're trying to put together, or that we started, we have $250 in. We've made $250 so far from the Boys of Summer a couple months ago, or 6 months ago. We will have this. These guys are paying. They're paying their way. They're not asking for anything, any adjustments, anything for free. They're going to pay what we ask in the list of the financial requests that they're going to get. They haven't got it yet, but I'm talking to these guys or this guy five times a week. I don't believe it to be an issue at all as far as the finance. We are getting money for this. Yes, we are. If that's the question.
Well, if you need help promoting it, we'll put it on the website and send it out to the people know about.
Great. That's great. That's great.
Who does the concessions for normal football games? Is that the high school program or?
Well, it's the club. What's the word I'm looking for?
Booster club.
The booster club. However, Tony, I don't know Tony's last name. He's been the chairperson or he's been the leader at the booster club for probably the last 15 years. He resigned. So the booster club is in a state of flux right now. I don't know if they are anything. This guy kind of, you know, it's like anything now in our town. You don't have many people that are in charge. Okay. This guy kind of ran the show for the booster club.
I know Joe DiMartino worked in there and his family and this and that. Maybe somebody can get in there. I just want to make sure that we have something that day and we have enough and we put on a good show and they have food.
I got some ideas, Ron. I got some ideas. I kind of really don't want to share right now because I'd like to get farther along with them. We're going to have a concession, okay?
All right.
We're going to. It's just a matter of putting it together. But that concession will be open that day.
Okay. All right, good, because our next meeting is until 2 days after it.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even know why, you know, what would be.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that we.
You mean Parks and Rec?
Anything, you know.
You mean Parks and Rec's next meeting?
Yeah, it's right. 2 days.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Alderman. Yeah. No, listen. I know where all you guys are. I mean, if we need to talk, we'll talk.
Yeah. All right, but
meeting or otherwise.
Make sure it's prepared and. Those guys like to eat. If they bring a big crowd, you know, we got a beautiful setup there, so use it.
What about parking?
Up the stairs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, listen, this, their leader, again, the guy that is organizing this from their end is, he's from Derby originally. He's well aware of the setup. The parking is going to be like it is for a Derby High School football game.
Yeah, but will there be more buses coming than usual? Where are all these people coming from?
No buses. The NYPD team, they come from all over, you know, Westchester, whatever. They drive in themselves.
Okay.
We're probably going to have a bunch of people staying in hotels on Bridgeport Avenue in Shetland, the players, okay? They're not, I don't think, as of right now, my understanding is no buses. Nobody's getting
okay.
Buses. They're all showing up in cars.
Sounds good.
All right.
So, hey, you know, to me, it's a big deal. I hope we have a successful day and maybe it'll be the start of something for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as far as programs, Little League, youth soccer, we are struggling with enrollment with our sports programs. Little League, I think we're going to have one team in the 12-year-old division. Which is, you know, kind of sad for us. We haven't done much better in the past years. Maybe it's been one team for the last 3 years. I don't remember, but it's certainly not how it was, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago when, you know, I remember back when we had six. This is not unique to Derby, by the way, and Sonia is having the same problem. Youth soccer was running a registration. They had one up at Whittick Park. I stopped by for a little bit, and, you know, nobody else stopped by. So, they're struggling as well. So let's hope that, you know, we can get enough kids interested so we can get these programs going again. Youth soccer took a year off because of the virus. So, you know, they're starting from scratch almost. And, you know, our hope is that, you know, that they have a program, you know, that we start rejuvenating these things. But it's looking to be tough. Okay. Little League is starting a 13 to 15 year old team. I got a call from a coach, you know, talking about playing at Payton Field, which is fine. But that was like a month ago, and I haven't heard from him since. So it seems to me they're struggling with that too. And that's one team, and it's a Derby and Sonia team. So don't know where that's at. But that's what's going on with our programs. We thought we were going to have middle school baseball and softball up at Bradley School. As of right now, a no-go, not happening. Derby High School, varsity, has 14. They have more than that, but they're not playing JV games, which is outrageous. The girls softball team, not playing JV games, which is outrageous. Okay. Hopefully this is just because we're coming out of this pandemic and it's affecting us, because we are really struggling with our sports programs as far as participants is concerned. And we got to hope that we have improvement with our numbers.
Dennis, do they have a freshman teams?
No. We haven't had freshman teams.
I know, but we combine them with the middle grades.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, hey, if I'm the coach, I'm playing the JV games. I don't care who plays in them. Right. I'm just playing them.
Yep.
For at-bats. And, you know, I mean, that's what I'm doing. But that's not happening. It's not, you know, it's not my call. But that's what I would be doing. I'd be playing those games. I don't give a darn if, you know, their next day or the next whatever.
Yep.
I would be playing them. But they're not. The firemen are going to be playing softball at Bradley. They're starting Bradley early May. They're going to come to Payton in early June. Once we're done with our high school programs, and that's Monday nights. Okay. Our summer program, our summer camp playground program, I hope we have it. Not sure we're gonna. If Doc Conway does not let us in the school for our mid-session break to eat lunch in there, which I think he might. I think he might let us in. If he doesn't, then we can't do this. We can't do this. It's going to be really difficult anyway. You know, we're going to be wearing masks. Think about playgrounds. Think about what you do at playgrounds. It's free play. So we got this distance thing we got to worry about. Everything we do.
Yeah.
So everything we do kind of like is a threat to what? To the safety. So that is going to be a challenge. But you know what? You know, we got to hope that we could get these things back. And that's one of them too. But we still don't know. by our next meeting, we will know for sure. The program would start the first week in July. I don't know the exact dates yet, but that's when it would start. So I don't need to know today, but by our next meeting, we'll know where that stands.
Okay.
I don't have anything else, Andy. I don't have anything
okay,
else.
Okay. You know, before we go to the new and other business, did everybody get a copy and open up the meeting that the Athletic Complex Building Committee had met? And remember, there was questions about the signage on, you know, some of them were, you know, the red clinch sign and all those. If you take a look at their notes from their meeting, you'll see that it looks like they've been able to shore up where all of the signage is supposed to be and the proper signage. Because I know that oftentimes somebody will say, well, how about so-and-so sign or that one? And I'm looking at the list. It looks like they pretty well covered it, up to and including putting up the no public during practice. So I don't know if anybody got to see that. I just wanted to make sure that you take a look at it, especially if somebody asks you about, well, so-and-so's name is supposed to be here or that name is supposed to be there. This is the up-to-date list. So that's just for FYI, unless somebody else has something else they want to discuss about that. So I don't know if everybody get a look at it?
Yes.
Yeah, if I can say that list that I sent out, that was my notes from just listening to the meeting. I don't know if there's actual minutes for that meeting, but that's what they discussed.
Yeah, it Karen, I noticed that it's a lot of good information, because I know that we've had questions about some of these signs, where they belong, you know, whose name is supposed to be on them. So that's pretty good document that you forwarded to us. Thank you. Okay, I guess we can go on from there. I don't think we need the discussion on Boys of Summer. I think we pretty much updated that with Dennis. I guess we go to 8B. 8B will be the fee schedule for the Amendola Field and Whittick Park. So,
we have two teams pay for play. I'll call it two men's soccer teams playing Sunday mornings at Whittick Park. They're paying $50 for every home game they have, which is probably going to net us $1,000, maybe $500 from both teams. Maybe not even that much. Obviously, if they have 10 home games each, it's $500 each. They're paying $250 each, which is $500 total right now. And I'm not asking them for the money for their games in the fall, just in case there are no games in the fall, for obvious reasons. I'm getting $500 from them. And we don't have a client for Bradley School. In the event that surfaces or that presents itself, we're going to have to come up with a fee request. I haven't heard from the Boys of Summer. So I think we all know that the Boys of Summer have been up there for the last 3 years. We did not get money from them. They made the agreement with Public Works to help maintain the field, which Public Works is no longer wants them to participate in that, which in my opinion was not a good idea to begin with. But I don't make decisions for Public Works. They are union personnel and they make their own calls. And they made that call. So I don't know. I don't know if Du Bois this summer, knowing that we may be looking for a fee for them being at Bradley School, which is something we never did. I don't know if we'll hear from them about Bradley School.
Okay.
So if
but we have technically, there's no set fee for either one. That's been the general fees. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, listen, for men's softball, which we don't have a program this spring. Basically, I understand. I know what's going on. You know, Shelton is basically handling. They've got a bunch of teams, and several different leagues in Shelton. So we do not have a league coming to Bradley School this spring. Okay. The fee for them is $150 per team. But we don't have a league. We did have a fall league last year. We had six teams and we only charged $125. So we made $750, I think. But right now we don't have anybody requesting the field. But
we do have a fee schedule set up.
Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm telling you the numbers. Is there something that I need to display or?
Well, as long as you're prepared and everybody knows what it is when they come in, everybody's charged the same. This is what you're going to pay. I didn't know about the deal with the boys of summer and the maintenance or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's something that I really wasn't in favor of, but because you know what? You have no way of knowing really what's going on. They can say they spent this much money, and how do you know? So I've been telling Public Works that I was not in favor of that since it started, and they agreed this. They agreed if they were to present themselves this year that would not be in the agreement any longer.
Yeah, that's got to come through this board. Right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question, Ron. You know, the maintenance at Bradley School or at all our parks is maintained by, we do not have a parks department. It's Derby Public Works.
But didn't the boys of summer get a waiver from us and then whatever they were doing, whatever decision they made with the Public Works, that's out. That actually should probably have not happened because the fields are still ours, even though they're supposed to be maintained by Public Works.
Right, right.
Because any time I think that got biased. That's what I think happened, Ron. And I think if that happens in the future, we'll be able to address that now that we know how that happens.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. You see, that would be like if I were a professional on how you maintain fields and everything, I could say, well, the value of putting in a couple tons of dirt is ABC. But not knowing that stuff, you know, it's I don't think anybody was trying to con anybody or anything like that. I think it was a mutual understanding and it worked for the time being. But now that the board or seems like members of the board are want to know that we have a fee schedule for anybody that goes there. So I think we need to abide by the fee schedule and keep it at that. And Public Works,
I can tell you what, you know, if you recall, approximately 3 years ago, two gentlemen representing the boys of summer came to Parks and Rec. The two gentlemen were John Nettle and Rob Heider. We gave them permission to bring their program to Bradley School. We did not charge them at that time. Now I'm going to tell you what I was thinking at that time. These are two derby dads that are, you know, pretty good sports dads, okay? And Boys of Summer is, you know, it's a private program. So what my thinking was that normally, you know, people go through these programs and they're in and out, okay? So the reason I didn't think it was a good idea to take money from the Boys of Summer.
Well, we elected, we voted to accept that recommendation by you. I remember that.
Yeah. Yes.
So I think we're aware at that particular time we were trying to maximize our fields, put as many people, Derby people on the fields as possible. And I think because it was no real cost or loss, we agreed to that. So, yeah. Anytime somebody else comes forward, they, you know, I think the only difference would be is we need to know that somebody's trying to strike a deal that may not be something that's in the best interest of the city or public works, because in-kind services may sound good to you and I, but when you start dealing with the tax board and stuff, they need to know this stuff. They need to know how things get exchanged, because in-kind services are pretty common. And in this particular case, it worked out for the public works and the team. But I guess whether we voted to waive a team or not, it would not be relative. So they weren't really being charged anyways.
Right.
Yeah. So whatever they did, they did on behalf of, you know, I guess making the field better.
Yeah. Well, listen, what happens with the field is, you know, Public Works does the field at 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay. You got school, a recess, you got a middle school baseball game. You got a lot of things that happened before the Boys of Summer showed up. Okay. So when they showed up, they were not happy with the condition of the field. So that's why they pursued that agreement. Now, the reason why I didn't want money from them, because when Mr. Hyder and Mr. Netto were no longer with the program, I didn't want the program. Okay. You're on our field because of them. Okay. Not because you're the Boys of Summer. Okay. That was the way I was thinking. Okay. These are two Derby guys that are representing the Boys of Summer.
But remember this. Our means of going after these kind of things were not to see how much profit we can make for the city of Derby. It was to maximize the fields. That's why the majority of us agreed with you and voted in that direction. We used Derby residents. We maximized the field at the lowest possible cost to anybody that's especially a Derby resident. I mean, anybody that comes from outside, like Whittick Park did not exist at that time. So we weren't thinking now we need to cover some expense for Whittick Park. So everything that was done in an honorable manner. And of course, now we recognize it's different now because there was a cost involved with the new field, with the Payton Field. So everything, as far as I'm concerned, and I think everybody else agrees, everything we did was straight up down the line, and everything was good. It was working fine. There's all this other stuff that came along later was because of the new field. That's all. So, I mean, I still have the impression we do whatever we can for Derby residents, our taxpayers, at the least possible cost.
That's right. Yep.
I mean, number one, we're providing this service. And,
right.
And
you know what? Exactly.
You know, I don't know. I mean, again, this money, any money that we, the money we get from these two soccer teams, that goes into recreation receivables as well.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, that's fine.
Yeah. It's just that we, at the end of the year, if things stay the way they are right now, we're gonna take in $1,000 from the Whittick soccer fields. And okay. You know, I know that we're probably going to have a fall softball league. Softball is on this, coming back as well, just like a lot of things. And Shelton has the ability. They're running probably half a dozen softball leagues, okay? You know, co-ed, women's, over 35, A division, B division. So, you know, they have the personnel, they have the means. They are handling Valley softball, okay?
Yeah, sounds like.
Yeah, pretty much, okay? And Sonya doesn't even have a field anymore. I expected to have a league at Bradley School this spring. But right now, there's not enough teams to go around to play. You know, a lot of times these teams would play in Shelton and play in a derby league because right. They're always looking for, you know, extra games. But for some reason, we haven't heard from anybody this spring. Someone will be back in the fall for us, pretty sure. But that's where we're at right now.
Okay. So that should cover what the fee schedule question was on 8B. Now we got 8C is the discussion of Payden Great Room use by class reunion groups. That was put on there. Does anybody know why that was put on there?
I understand that the group that was looking into it decided to go to Picnic Grove. Am I right, Ronnie?
Yeah, they found out there was no alcohol, so they said they wanted to go to the Picnic Grove.
Yeah, so that's the group that initiated this.
Okay.
I'm not sure there's another one. So
put that on because there was discussion last month and it was suggested to put it on the agenda for this month.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. See, I wasn't sure what action we would have needed, if any, on that. So it doesn't sound like that's something significant, at least right now, until that issue comes up about rather, you know, alcohol or anything should, you know, be allowed up at the Payden. So I guess we're going to have to deal with that one. So we might as well go on to 8D, which is the potential to stock Whittick Park for fishing. Anybody have any ideas what direction we want to go with that? Do we have somebody that has any contact with DEP or whoever it is that usually stocks it?
I know Ken used it that last time, and I took the liberty of texting him before Sal brought it up, but he never got back to me yet. So
that'll
be coming. I know he arranged it last time, but I think it
was good. I believe Kenny might have been the president of the Board of Aldermen at that time as well, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kenny was, you know, he had kids in the Boy Scouts, and he was involved with Board of Aldermen. So I don't know. I can say this right now, if it requires some kind of finance from the city of Derby, certainly the Parks and Rec budget
You know what I'm thinking is, you know, when you go inside the city hall right on the right, thanks to Mark who put this stuff out there, there's stuff about wildlife and fishing and game right there. When I go in there tomorrow, I'll take that flyer out and take a look at who we would contact. And there's got to be something in there that tells you what direction to go. And I'll see if I can find a number. And so if Ken doesn't get back to Ron, we'll call him.
Yeah, good.
We'll call and we'll say, hey, here's what we would like to do. Could you help us? Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Mr. Chair, if you want, just come in and I may have a contact for that.
Okay, great. Thanks. Appreciate it.
So we'll do that.
That's a really good idea. That would be good if we could do that.
There was a fee to stock, but there was the state, if my recollection is correct, it was the state fishery that they were able to get a good price on it. And if the board feels it's a priority, that when we find out, you know, what it might cost, maybe then the board could vote to request some additional funding from the tax board. Obviously, that it provides a lot of recreational opportunity for kids and families and adults and so forth. And I know also, too, Mr. Silk corroborate this, that the Public Works is going to be taking out those cattail things, so that is going to open up more space for the for people to access the lower reservoir.
And Mark, Pickett's Pond gets stocked, correct?
Yes, but that's a state property, so
it's a state park.
Certain amount of things that they stock. I mean, look, if we could try to get on their list as a place to stock.
Well, why don't we all go down, fish that one, take the fish, bring them up, and put them in Whitty Park?
There you go. We'll have a prize that you'll get the most. Whoever gets the most in Whitty Park will win a special prize.
And that's not a good solution. Forget it.
Well, hey, it'll be a BYOF party. What can I tell you?
All right, so we'll do that. So is there anything else that anybody would like to discuss?
Kenny just got back to me and he said he just used it in Norwalk, a private company, and you have to have some funds and they'll stock it with whatever you want, bass, trout, you know. But he didn't say, they have a $300 minimum to order fish plus delivery charges, blah, blah, blah. So I think we're better off going with your angle, Andy, through the state.
Yeah. I'll talk to Mark tomorrow when I go in and see if we can't make contact with the state.
And they might be able to advise us too, like which mix, because there was a problem at one point that the bass were eating the small trout in Whittick Park.
So you can eat too?
That's the food chain.
Sounds like a board of all.
If we pull out enough bats, you could sell them at the football game at the concession stand.
Yeah.
All right, that's good enough. Thanks. If there's nothing else, do we have a motion to adjourn? Unless we're missing something.
No, I'll make a motion to adjourn. 8:05.
Okay. I'll second it.
Our second.
Second it, okay. Andy.
All right.
Hi.
All right, great. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Take care.
All right,
thank you.
Have a good night.
All right, bye-bye.